Shalom, this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're really centering this week on what Peter said. I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified Bible. 1 Peter 4:7. The end and culmination of all things has now come near. Keep sound-minded and self-restrained and alert. Therefore, prayer. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Now I'm going to read to you another verse in 1 Peter, because he knew that he was going to write this in the same letter. In 1 Peter 5, he says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. Verse 8, be vigilant and cautious at all times. In other words, watch. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, determined. Praise the Lord. Now, I told you that I read to you a little bit from my book on the blood and the glory, which God gave me a revelation on the blood. I was looking for the glory when the revelation of the blood came. And I saw so many Satan's attacks that were increased. And the Lord showed me that it is a matter of the day, a matter of the hour, a matter of the time. For it says over in Revelation, Satan seeing, knowing his time is short, has great wrath. And the Lord said to me, back up a verse. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. One of the watches we need to set up is a watch against the enemy. A watch. Oh, I want you to get that book that we have, the McLaren book, John McLaren book on authority of the believer, and you see how to set up a watch over your family every single day. But I'm going to read you now from my book, The Blood and the Glory. When I saw how God said to me, you know, this is Satan, and it has to do with the time. It illuminated me concerning my question, how is the enemy able to come out of the blue, so to speak, and attack against faithful Christians? How can we prevent them? A statement in Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, struck me deeply. He gave an account of how a missionary in the early part of this century overcame the always deadly sting of a venomous scorpion by saying, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion sting. The natives watched the woman, expecting her to die. When she suffered no ill effects, most of them accepted Jesus. In relating this, Dr. Hagin commented, every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood. The old-timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That's scriptural. End of quote. I was quoting Kenneth E. Hagin. He said they would plead. The old-timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That's scriptural. Now, this is me. Those last three sentences leaped from the page and lodged in my heart, and from deep within me sprang up what I believe to be a God-given desire to know what the old-timers understood about the blood of Jesus. Almost immediately thereafter, someone handed me Mrs. C. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. And by the way, you can get that from us. I remembered at once that this was the first book Kenneth Hagin read about faith after he came off the deathbed through faith in God. It was first published in 1928, and Mrs. Newsom was at least 71 at the time, so she qualified as an old-timer. Mrs. Newsom's clear communication of her effectual faith fed my own, but it was especially her faith in and use of the blood of Jesus which answered both the desires and questions of my heart. Mrs. Newsom, a missionary to Mexico, in her words, was born sick. She described herself throughout childhood and young womanhood as crippled with rheumatism, paralyzed on the left side, suffering heart problems, and given up by the best doctors to die, until she received divine healing. For 27 years, she says, I was never free from pain. But now, at the age of 71, I'm doing the work of three women and have not lain in bed from sickness for so long, I cannot remember when I did so last. She considered all the evil that can come to us as from the devil, directly or indirectly. But she clearly believed and demonstrated God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. He always causes us to triumph in Christ, not one failure, as we obey and trust. Now, quoting her, Mrs. C. Newsom, God has given us a wonderful weapon to use, the blood of Jesus. This is our weapon, our shield, our hiding place. In Revelation 12:11, we are told that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Sin, temptation, sickness, disease, everything that comes from Satan is included in that. The blood overcame him. When anything is overcome, it has no more power. This book, the Bible, says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not merely by your word or their word, but by your testimony to what God has done, coupled with your faith in the blood, is the overcoming accomplishment. No matter in what way the enemy comes, whether in discouragement, temptation, sickness, or any other way, he is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Mrs. Newsom proved her weapons. Notice how she challenges him in any day. I want to give you some instances, she said, of showing that the blood does really stand by, that God does really stand by his promise concerning the blood. I was down in Mexico when so many bandits were active, and at one time was in a town when the United States authorities sent us word to get out that we were in great danger. The red flaggers were coming. The Mexican authorities also sent us word to get out. Nearly all the families went away and they asked me to go. But God did not give me any liberty to go, although the authorities did not promise me any protection. However, I told them I was not looking to them to care for me, but was trusting God. And as he was taking care of me, I was just as safe surrounded by marauders as when alone. One day I heard a noise, and looking out, I saw soldiers coming. I never thought of danger, although the road ran very close to my door. I went and stood in the doorway to look in their faces and see what they were like. I tell this to show how God had taken the fear away from me. I was in a large adobe house all alone, and I went to bed and slept sweetly all night. These soldiers were in the town 2 days and nights, and usually they took the largest houses in town. Mine was the largest. But they entered every house except mine and did not come into my house at all. The blood avails for all things. It is our protection against everything if we will cry for it and trust in it. At one time, I walked a town about 6 miles distance as the mules and horses were all away. On my way back, I was some distance from any house when I saw a company of men sitting and drinking mezcali, and I saw that they were becoming quite drunk. I left the path and circled around, but perceiving one of them had seen me and was coming after me as fast as he could and was rapidly gaining on me every step, I saw my danger and cried out for the blood to protect me from this drunken man. Almost immediately, his attention was attracted by some little thing along the road, and he seemed to forget all about me. You know, today, I thought about this book. This book, The Blood and the Glory, is in Spanish. And I thought about it. Praise the Lord, how it will speak to the problems in Mexico. Reading again from Mrs. C. Newsom, the missionary to Mexico. One day, I was starting to go into a house, and just as I stepped inside the gate, there was a terrible, ferocious bulldog. I held my umbrella in front of me, but he broke it in an instant. Then he grabbed me close to the knee, holding my limb between his teeth. I cried for the protection of the blood, and that dog could not shut his jaws. The people in the house were greatly surprised that I was not torn to pieces. I went into a house one day, she writes, and found the whole family down with yellow fever, very dangerous. No one would come to help them because they were afraid of it. I felt that I could not leave them that way, so I cried out for the protection of the blood and stayed with them all that day and night, going from one bed to another, waiting on them, and I never had a sign of the fever. Bless the Lord. In her book, she tells many things of this, but I want to read to you what she said that let me have an answer. How could these things happen to people when I didn't see any place giving like the, you know, any place giving sin? In Mrs. C. Newsom's book in chapter 7 entitled Hold Fast That Which Thou Hast, she exposed the doors Satan uses to enter and take a place. We are quoting her. We are all in the land of the enemy and are subject to his attacks in spirit, soul, and body, but God says, give no place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. That means that he cannot take a place in us when he attacks us if we do not let him. We open the door for him to come in if we sin. The smallest sin we commit in word, deed, or thought gives place for the devil. The first door she mentioned is obvious sin. But thank God for the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin and makes us new creations when we're born again. And then after that, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is the blood in either case which cleanses us and closes the door of opportunity to the devil. But when I read what she had to say about another door, I knew I had what I was looking for, an opening Satan uses to afflict the innocents and how to keep it closed. Mrs. C. Newsom writes, God's remedy always accomplishes just what God says it will accomplish, overcome the enemy. But watchfulness is the price of constant victory. 1 Peter 5:8, be vigilant, watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Writes Mrs. Newsom, our enemy is so set on our destruction that he never sleeps or neglects to follow after us to destroy us. How sad that we, who have so much at stake, should be less diligent than he. A failure to watch also gives the devil a place in us or permits him to return. Jesus said, I say unto all, watch. We are not safe from his attacks one moment without the blood of Jesus. As soon as we waken in the morning, we should cry for the blood to be upon us, within us, around us, and between us, and all evil, and the author of evil. The last thing before we sleep, we should in the same way cry out for the protection of the blood. Oh, she writes, that we could rouse ourselves to a greater intensity in the things of God. We're so half-hearted, and yet we must overcome an enemy that is constantly alert and ready to take advantage of all carelessness and neglect. Soldiers are severely dealt with for even a small carelessness or neglect. If we neglect to watch, can God call us good soldiers? Oh, how much we suffer because we fail to watch all the time. Jesus said, I say unto all, watch. Not one person is excused from watching. We shall never in this life get to a place where the enemy cannot attack us, but God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. Not one failure as we obey and trust. 1 Peter 5:8 is so clear. Be vigilant. Watch. That's how he slips in on us, a lack of watchfulness. But you can set up a word watch, a blood watch. Draw a bloodline Satan cannot cross. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Get Mrs. Newsom's book or go online at billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until next week, Shabbat shalom.